Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Really appreciate that. This has been a bit of a tough day, obviously, because the substance we've had to deal with today has not been an easy conversation. I do know that the wings are on their way up.
They're here.
We'll talk with them in just a moment. When I woke up this morning, I got a phone call from somebody who told me of the news of Marshawn Nealon. And the information was already there. And it was to the point of I called you, and you weren't awake yet. I left you a message.
Yeah.
But I was still standing in my bathroom shook by everything that the information that I had.
I really thought you were calling me to tell me about the new studio.
Or that I was sick or something. Yeah.
So I learned the news from you.
My wife overheard me leaving you a message, and I told you you don't have to call me back. We'll talk about it whenever we get to the office. But my wife overheard it, and she like immediately opened the door, and she was like, "Oh my gosh, that's terrible." And she knows my personal feelings about suicide. So when she heard me say that, she was definitely checking in on me. Because it has a big impact on my life. Had a couple of different instances that really stand out for me. And we've been big advocates of mental health on this show for a long time.
Sure.
As you see the fan text right now and all day long, it's been, thank you guys for always being open about these things, giving us an opportunity to have this conversation with you. And we really appreciate all of our Tolos out there, turn it on, leave it on, for being with us today and saying, you know what? I'm with y'all on the ride.
It's astonishing the amount of people who have talked about how directly they've been impacted by suicides in their life. It's astonishing and really, really sad.
The information that we got this morning was that there was a police chase. When the police found the car later, it was empty.
Right.
And then they found the body of Marshawn Nealon. And as you pointed out, gunshot wound, and it was fatal. The thing that we don't know is what window he decided to make that move in his life.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know exactly what was going on when he said, "All right, this is it for me." And we never will. Like that's the
thought process, yeah.
When I was in the fourth grade and my friend did this. I wanted to know so badly why couldn't I have stepped in?
Right.
Why couldn't you have just asked me? I just want to know what else is it that you didn't tell me so that I could help you out? And that's one of the things that I know the guys in that locker room right now, they've got to be sitting there thinking to themselves, what did I not see? What did I miss? How much better of a friend could I have been had I known? And that's why we've been talking a lot today about being open in the conversation about what you're going through. You don't have, look, man, I come in every single morning and I talk to Kevin and I lay out my entire whatever happened yesterday.
Right.
And a lot of times I'm just like, hey, here's what, and then I feel better and I'm like, all right, let's, whatever it was. And it could be anything from something that Lucy's dealing with to the fact that I burned the pork chops. Like, whatever it is, I lay it out there, and then I'm like, man, I got that off my chest. Let's roll. And I know Kevin sometimes will be just, he's acknowledging me. Okay, I got you. I hear you, man. But
sometimes that's all you need.
Exactly.
Like somebody just needs to listen to them.
Exactly.
Like, you don't have to fix them. They just want somebody to listen to you, to them sometimes.
And that's where that part of being a teammate, that's where I'm curious about. They're not there today. They're not going in today. Mickey told us that earlier. Those football players aren't going in to open up about this right now. It probably would help them a lot. And for anybody out there today, that's kind of been our message of the day, is if you're out there and you're struggling with something, we hope that you find somebody that you can reach out to. Kevin's opened up many times, said, hey, text me right now. I'll text you my number, and we'll talk.
I have two new text chains going with somebody specifically today because of that.
I've had about 20 different messages on Twitter today of people either reaching out to me to say thanks or reaching out to me to say, hey, I need to talk to you. And the conversations are, I'm right there for you. And I think the more we do that, the better it is for us. The conversations about machismo and we got to bury it down and leave it alone.
Sure.
I think those have left in the past a lot. But there's still people that they grew up a certain way, and that wall is too difficult for them to break down. Hopefully they can find a way to do that. Hopefully they've been listening today and they're like, you know what? There's a lot of people out there. We see the messages, Kevin. I mean, look at our fan text all day today. Look at the Twitter, the YouTube.
Yeah,
the Twitch, the messages all day have been rolling.
Right.
Of people either sharing their own experiences, sharing their sadness for Marshawn Nealon and the Cowboys players, his teammates, his friends, the people in his life. That's been a very emotional day. This morning was very tough for me.
Yeah.
But I will say that having been able to do this show and be able to talk to you guys
did
and
it help
see your
you?
Stories, it's helped me out a lot. I did tell my wife, though. I did text her earlier, and I was like, I'm definitely going to need a hug after the show today. And fortunately, she's there for me.
That would be really rude if she was not.
She's like, get out of here. That'd be so weird.
I would have to have a separate conversation with you about things to reevaluate.
I also did find myself this morning, I took an extra minute whenever my kids were leaving for school. Avery's 17. He's a senior in high school. And I was just like, hey, buddy, I need you to know how much I love you.
Right.
And he gave me he had no clue. He didn't know what was going on. Yeah. Carter heard, and he stopped me and gave me a bigger hug, and he knew I needed that too. But he needed it, because that news for him was, like, for a 13-year-old, that's pretty jarring. But he had heard it, and he heard it from friends, and he saw what was happening. And then as Lucy was walking out the door, I just wanted to let her know how proud I was of her. Of everything she's grown into and accomplished. And, it just does remind you. Texted my mom a little bit ago. Sometimes these kind of weeks, these kind of moments happen that make you reflect a lot more on what you've been experiencing in life and what is important and what's not. And for Cowboys fans out there right now, you lost a good player. You lost a guy on I was looking forward to watching his career flourish and blossom and grow into something special, because I got to see him grow from a rookie and just step in, and people were like, this guy might be a starter by the time this season's over with last year. And then he had the injury, and then he had to go through that, and then he was back on it this year. And then Kevin, he had an exceptional play on a Monday Night Football in front of the entire country.
When you really needed it, and it felt like it was going to – I know it didn't – but it felt like it was going to turn the tide and change the game.
And then you wake up this morning to that news, and it's not an easy thing. But I appreciate all the Tolos out there that have been with us, rocking along with us all day long. And I know G-Bag's going to have some new interesting thoughts whenever they step in today at 2 o'clock. And coming up here in about 10 minutes, we'll be talking with the Dallas Wings new head coach, Jose Fernandez. Looking forward to that. But, Kevin, there were a couple of other stories, if you don't mind me diving in on.
Sure.
Some of them I'm going to have to leave out, because there were some very unique and different stories. But did you hear about Michael Hecht? He is the defensive end for the Buffalo Bills. Michael Hecht tore his Achilles and finished the play.
Oh, wow.
And then refused to go to the locker room. Because he wanted to stay out on the field to support his team. This dude tore his... Kevin, we've talked to some former NFL players, broken bones.
The pain is supposed to be unbearable.
And an Achilles tendon, he tore it. And he finished the play. I feel like every person I've ever seen tear their Achilles tendon has immediately hopped on one foot or just fallen to the ground and said, that's it for
me. Usually fall to the ground,
And that's why, like, that's when we talk about NFL players and all these things that they go through, that's the toughness they have to have in their mind. I did have that thought this morning as I was going through and I was talking to Carter and I was thinking about everything I tell him about what it takes to be an NFL player. And I'm like, dude, because he's loving football. He's loving playing football right now. And then he hurts his wrist a little bit, and I'm like, is it a sprain or is it broken?
Right.
And I'm like, you got to learn how to fight through that. I'm telling him the right thing. Football is a tough man's sport.
Sure.
A tough person's sport.
There you go.
It is definitely one of the great lines I've heard is, football doesn't make tough people. Tough people play football. And that's true. I played football. I was tough when I was on the field. But I know I'm not the toughest person out there. You come at me though.
Oh my goodness! But, what are you doing?
I talked to him. And I'm like, hey man, this is part of this game, and he is tough. I watch him be tough. But then I'm thinking to myself, am I telling them all the right things? You know, as he goes along, when you're on the field, you got to be a different animal. And then off the field, I wonder how difficult that is to separate that. And we talk about that a lot of times whenever there's some domestic violence involved.
Right.
And we're like, hey, that's not an excuse by any means. But we understand that you got to be able to flip that switch on and off whenever you go into real life. And you're not that same person on the field and off the field. You have to be able to find that balance. But man, Achilles tendon rupture.
That's incredible.
Also, Kevin, we did get the Rico Dowdle news. He was fined $15,000.
$15,000.
Yeah, I said the other day when you popped it,
but
he
only did two pumps.
I'm sorry, $14,491.
Oh, yeah, right. I should have known better that wasn't the real number, because the NFL has these weird numbers. I know it's based on pay and everything like that.
Yeah, so it is $14,491, and it was only two pumps. Rico Dowdle did tweet out, starting a GoFundMe, they got me.
Okay.
Yeah, what?
Is it a GoFundMe for his fine?
I think he was joking.
Okay, good.
Like, he didn't put a link up.
Yeah.
No, he did. There is a link.
if it's like a match for charity or
Here's the headline. Support my fines, ... or Children's Home Society of North Carolina.
Okay. All right. Now I think that's the best way, because you turn just a really crap situation into a positive.
After much thought, I've launched a GoFundMe for my fines. Key said I got three pumps, but I guess the NFL disagrees. actually, 100% of what is raised through this fundraiser will be sent to Children's Home Society of North Carolina. Children's Home Society promotes the right of every child to a permanent...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's safe and loving family. They specialize in education, prevention programs, family preservation and adoption, and foster care. So here's what happens.
Okay.
He's paying his fine. All right, look, I'm fine with that. I'm paying my fine. But let me use this opportunity, not to go shove it in the face of the NFL.
Right.
But let me use this opportunity to do something good, because more people are paying attention to him. His tweet is going to be meaningful to people. I appreciate what Rico Dowdle has done with this. Nice work on his part. Maybe more people will get out there and pump, you know, and see what happens.
That was the overarching message you took from this. Pump for charity?
Pump for charity.
Oh, crap. I wish I wouldn't have said that. Shut up, Alex. You shut up. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next,
We will talk with Dallas Wings, brand new. You're welcome. Actually, we didn't help with the hiring. Head coach Jose Fernandez. We'll do it next right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, joining us in studio, you're our very first in-studio guest at the new studio. He goes from the official press conference at Reunion Tower to come into 105.3 The Fan. It is the Dallas Wings, brand new coach Jose Fernandez. Good afternoon, sir. See, now you say thank you. You might regret that decision in just 1 second. Is it true, before we get to any of the basketball stuff, that you snore?
I do. And sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and my wife has a pillow above me.
Oh, no.
I'm going to suffocate.
Yeah. No, I've been there.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. Well, we've already started out hot here. So I think the biggest question, I know, she sold you out for sure. The biggest question I really have is, how did the Wings draw you away from South Florida? Because you're a staple there for a quarter of a century. Just kind of felt like you were going to be there forever, coach. How did the Wings get you up to this level?
I think it starts with the ownership group. Investment that the ownership group is making towards a franchise with a brand new practice facility playing downtown.
Yep.
A year from now, I'm very impressed with the front office and the synergy between Kurt, Jasmine, and Travis, and working with them in regards to the draft and the current roster. I love the roster. We have some very, very talented pieces, and I wouldn't have left the situation that I had at South Florida for 25 years and one of the most successful mid-major programs in the country if I didn't think we can come here and do something special here in Dallas.
Now, I have to ask, is there any concern? I mean, you talk about loving the roster. It was another tough season. The last head coach only made it 10 months. If we're just being honest about things, is there any concern about maybe fighting that uphill battle?
I had no concerns. If I had any concerns, I wouldn't take the job. A lot of people were very concerned about
this
roster,
right?
The team and security. I wasn't. You got to feel confident in yourself that what we've done and what we've been able to accomplish from ground zero at South Florida to where we're at now, I can do it at the WNBA level.
Going from a place where you're established, you built something, you have something that, you know, people are walking into your system. How do you balance wanting to hit the ground running, but also knowing you have to build something again?
That's been the toughest part for me the last, I would say, week, because you have a routine every day at the college level. You get to the office, you've got player development, you've got staff meetings, there could be compliance meetings, academic meetings, fundraising functions. And the best part of the day is in the gym with player development and practice. Then post-practice film, and you get home at night, and you're making recruiting calls.
Yeah.
So the last week and a half, is something a lot different than I've been doing for the last 25 years.
Yeah.
So that's the exciting part.
Can you go back and just, because I'm familiar with the overall record, but not the process to get there, of how you were able to build things up at South Florida before you came here to Arlington into Dallas?
It's a big part of who you surround yourself with in regards to your staff. I've been able to work with incredible people and six, seven former assistants that became head coaches.
Did you say 6'7" on purpose?
Mm-hmm. 6'7". You did it.
And then the amount of players that we had drafted in the WNBA and the amount of former players playing overseas. It starts with recruiting. Recruiting, player development, making sure you have the right pieces where you're successful on both the offensive and defensive side of the floor.
Because you have more than 100 players that were either drafted into the WNBA or playing professionally over your tenure thus far, right?
I couldn't tell you the number, but that probably sounds a lot right.
Okay.
Now I have a brand new / sports information director.
Right. We feel confident in those numbers.
I'm not saying that this team is only Paige, but she is a big factor on this team. Does the universe start there? How does this team look?
Well, when you have the reigning WNBA Rookie of the Year, an all-star, one of the faces of the league, yeah, it starts there.
Yeah.
That's what this franchise is looked upon, coaching one of the best players in the world. But we have a lot of youth in this roster currently. We also have the franchise's leading scorer on the roster. I'd say also has been an MVP in the All-Star game and also an All-Star. And we have the highest percentage of getting the first round pick again. And then the following year, a slew of draft choices as well. So that's why there's so much excitement about next year and the seasons to come.
Yeah, it feels like that's a fun puzzle for somebody that wants that challenge. Is all right, now I know I got this, I know I got this. How do I get them all working together at their best? Right. And that's got to be that's got to be exciting from your perspective because you've done that before.
And the exciting part to have, the great thing is I have the next 5 months to create
right.
Develop those relationships. Yeah. With the players.
Yeah.
On both the offensive and defensive side of the ball, being able to get in the gym and see where they like to get the ball in space on the offensive end, going to Unrivaled, going to visit current players that are playing overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Want to see players that we're going to be interested in the draft. So that's what's exciting about the next 5 months.
That part of getting to – we were talking with Tim Brown yesterday, former our Hall of Fame wide receiver, and we were talking about coaches and their impact, and he was like, man, the best coaches get to know you and know how to treat you. I think Jimmy Johnson was the one that says, I treat everyone the same differently because not every one of them is the same. How do you go, all right, I got to learn this person, so I'm going to take a present, or do you just like – do you sit them down? How do you best get to know players? Yeah.
Every player, right, wants to be is going to be coached different. You're going to have the same expectations and the same standards, right? The really great teams, they don't have a lot of rules. They have standards, right? They hold each other accountable. So
I like that.
I think when you develop those relationships, you're going to understand how passionate what fuels them, right? What are their values? How do they want to be coached? That's the key. The way that I coach you is going to be different than the way I coach you. And again,
that's probably wise.
You would learn differently than
you would.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. We're very different people. I probably need a arm over the shoulder and pat on the butt, and he probably just needs a do your job. And that I think
or you'll never be an all-star, and I'll be like, the hell I won't, coach. Yeah. You just watch. You had just mentioned Unrivaled. Y'all have four players there, Paige, Arike, who you made reference to, and then two other players that are going to be in Unrivaled. Formally, informally, how does that WNBA relationship work with Unrivaled?
It gives the WNBA players an opportunity to continue to play at a high level. The game's totally different because you're playing full court in a different style.
Right.
Players on the floor. It really exposes you defensively if you can't contain the dribble.
Sure.
You can't guard pick and roll coverages. But it's really exciting. I think I attended 2-3 times. Was able to get down there to Miami.
Oh, yeah.
And watch a former player of mine playing down there. But I enjoyed the marketing and their game day experience for the fans. It was really an incredible situation. It was fast-paced. It was fun to watch.
How do you stay updated or how closely do you follow the potential for labor strife? Like, I realize your job is to get the team ready, but it is at a very fascinating time in the history of the WNBA.
I leave that to the front office.
Okay. Probably. Yeah. Okay. Fair.
I'm not getting in trouble on the
Yeah, that, and then you probably wouldn't be back here. And I get it. It would be a whole set of.
Jose Fernandez, News Dallas Wings head coach, joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. This, I understand this question, man. I'm taking a risk with this one.
I have no idea what he's going to say.
We have a pretty massive male audience that we have out there, and they look at women's sports in a different way. Do you feel like communicating and coaching women is different than coaching men? And if there is a way, what do you see the differences?
I started coaching men's basketball at the beginning of my career. I coached high school boys, junior college men, Division II men. Right? I think women and men, they're athletes, right? There's a lot of differences between the men's game and the women's game, right? The men's game is played above the rim. Now the women's game is getting closer to that. But as far as the level and the work ethic of the players in the W and the professionalism is unmatched. It's unbelievable. So they should be getting the attention that the men are getting playing professionally. I wouldn't coach them any differently.
Yeah, that's always like the, it feels like, I watch my wife. She's competitive as hell. Like, she's more competitive than me. And so I see that when I watch. We covered so many girls' high school games, basketball, soccer, softball, covered boys' baseball, football. And it just seemed like the competitiveness was there at every level. That didn't, like,
yeah,
some,
yeah,
of, the, some
I agree.
Of the girls' basketball games between Plano East, West, and Senior
yeah.
were some of the most physical games I watched. It was a blast.
Yeah, and I know a certain extent the last 2 years obviously have made a difference. Paige is a big part of that. Caitlin Clark is a big part of that. Asia Wilson dominating everywhere is a big part of that. But I want to go back maybe like 10 years. How much have you seen just the acceptance at all different levels change for so many women's sports, probably leading the way basketball?
Well, it's been great. It's great to see. I think there's also been an incredible support, an incredible investment in professional sports as well, to see how much women's professional sports has advanced. I think the coverage and the marketing has also increased. It's not where it should be or
sure.
where we want it to be, but we're heading in the right direction.
Now, outside of basketball, is it more complicated to have 5 daughters or 8 rescue dogs? Which one is more complicated?
I'd probably defer to my wife.
I'll say I have a rescue dog and 3 kids. The rescue dog's much more difficult to deal with. Right
How
now.
Much are you impressed that they have taken it to the next level?
I applaud you. That's awesome. That's awesome. We've had 2 now. We're on our 2nd one, and we love him to death. He's amazing. So, yeah. No, it's so cool. Yeah. This team with the roster that you have right now, I know that there's still some more you can add to it and more build on. What do you want? What style do you want this team to play with? Like, are you pushing? What are we doing out there on the court?
Well, the pro game's completely different than the college game, of course, with the shot clock differences.
Yeah.
The level of play, again, you're coaching the best of the best in the world. I think this roster, of course, everybody wants to, the first thing you say, we're going to play fast.
Yeah, right? That's what I see, yeah.
Play fast,
yeah.
Right? But if you're going to play fast, you're going to have to do a great job taking care of the ball, making sure that you're putting pressure on the defense with exceptional rim runs for easy baskets, getting the defense on their heels, attacking downhill, and being a threat and spreading the floor in transition where the 3-point line is a weapon.
Yes.
Right? So I think it starts there. You can't play fast if you don't practice fast. And you play that way, and there's a belief and an accountability of playing fast. Then in the half court, well, we've been successful by getting our best players basketball, and it's not going to be different here. Right?
Same kind of question defensively, because I know this is a new era for you, obviously, and for the Wings, but defensively across the board, that was a huge struggle for the team last year.
Well, especially transition defense, you got to stop the run of attack. You got to load ball side. You got to protect the basket. Make sure you defend inside to outside. And usually, good defensive teams, you're leaving the weak side guy, right? The last guy you're going to guard. So, but great defensive teams stop point of attack. They contain the dribble. They stop dribble penetration. The ball doesn't go middle. You know, there's no paint touches. So those are going to be things that we have to do really, really well. But then the great defensive teams have multiple efforts, and they clean up the glass. So there's no second, third opportunities.
Now, I love to ask kind of this question. I know y'all are not happy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Having trouble selling tickets whatsoever, whether it's at the College Park Center or whether it's moving. Fair. But what would be your message for the team and the next iteration of the Dallas Wings? If you've never been to a game, we recommend it. Why would you recommend going to check out the Dallas Wings this season?
Well, it's a fresh new start. We're hitting the reset button.
I like that. And you know what you're going to like, Corey? They brought us an autographed Paige Bueckers jersey for Peace-a-thon.
That's awesome.
Boom.
That is awesome. We really appreciate that. That's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. And we would love to have you back anytime. I know you're excited. We're all excited. I think there's palpable excitement that is built for the Wings over the last several years.
I look forward to being back.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Jose Fernandez, the brand new Dallas Wings head coach right here on The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It has been quite a roller coaster today. We really appreciate Coach Fernandez for coming in and talking some Dallas Wings with us. We had an opportunity to try to bring some levity, have a little bit of fun. But for the most part, obviously what we've talked about the vast majority of the day is the death of Marshawn Nealon. And right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Doing pretty good, Hagee. How are you?
We made
hanging in
it.
There?
Yeah, we made
did a
it.
Nice job.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. And again, thank you. If you missed it, Dallas Wings, they have given us an autographed Paige Bueckers jersey for Peace-a-thon. So super
cool. What's the bidding start for that thing?
$2 billion.
Probably $400.
Take a check?
Yeah.
Oh, Bronis is trying to get ahead of this thing early.
I'm going to bid $400
you know
on that right now.
Yeah, we tried that once with an item I believe that Dawson wanted. I was like, all right, what are you willing to buy it for and donate to charity right now? We can make this happen. So
I want the jersey.
I have it hanging in my office.
Okay, yes. So this is a weird place to start, but I guess how did you find out the information or maybe how you processed it? Because one of the things I said was, that can't be right, but it came from people that I trusted, and so I kind of knew deep down it was right, you know?
Yeah, you know, when I woke up this morning, as most of us do, we check our phone, see what's happening in the world,
right.
And had an early morning text from Brian, you know, saying that he'd been alerted that this had happened, so he was working on confirming it. And as the morning went on there, probably for the next hour or so, as I was getting ready to drop off Abby and make the kids, you know, the food and all that, I thought, man, just don't let this be true.
Yeah.
And in the early hours, there was just a couple of mentions
on Twitter, you know, when you were searching for it. So it was like, well, maybe this isn't, there's going to be no traction there. And then as it unfolded, you know, it was just, it's just devastating and it's scary, you know.
Do you hug the kiddos a little tighter?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah, this is definitely a day for that. Remembering the things that are important other than, you know, sports and business and all this stuff that we do to keep ourselves busy or keep ourselves entertained. When you have a moment like this, it really makes me, you know, seek and feel for the people who might be needing help. And I'm in my brain going, you know, who out there in my life might be very capable of putting a smile on their face. Like, that's one of the crazy things about a lot of these stories is, yes, sometimes there's a dark depression that's obvious and you're like, well, that adds up. But so often it's a smiling guy, a guy that's so well liked. And, you know, so
Robin,
I guess it
Williams
can be,
is the example that I always think of.
Yeah. And yeah, so, you know, just a devastatingly sad day.
I know that, and I've seen a couple of people talk about it. I have not listened to the Dispatch audio. I know for, I don't know, news gathering purposes, probably should, but I also don't want to, you know?
Yeah, I did hear it. And
did you?
It's really just the professionals kind of going back and forth trying to figure things out. So I didn't hear any, like, emotional family member or friend, like, devastated or anything. You just hear them trying to professionally figure out what the deal is.
Okay.
And 2.5 minutes of them going through it, and then you kind of get to the finish there, which is just horrific news.
Yeah. Broadus, I take it when you found out it was from somebody you trusted.
How did you start
your process?
You know, I remember getting a call about Dwayne Goodrich. You know, and these are the calls you hate. These are the calls you hate when you work in personnel. You hate the call anyway, but these are the ones you really, really hate. That when, you know, when a life is taken or, you know, something happens, and the more that you dug into this story, the more you realize that you don't really realize what everybody else is going through.
Yep.
You just don't. You know, you walk into a lot of situations, you meet people, and you don't know. You just don't. And that's the sad thing about it is that, and you know, I didn't want to believe it, but like I said, you know, when talking to people at the team early this morning, they were like, listen, this is something that we just feel like that, you know, you just don't have a plan for this. You just really don't. And it's just all around a very, very depressing day for, you know, not only his family, his teammates and the people his brothers and that cared a lot about him in that locker room. It's a very, very tough day for them too.
Did you ever worry more about the players on the bye week, or is that just not something you ever?
You worried players all the time.
Yeah,
all the time. You worried. I remember Parcells, and there used to be a time where you got to practice these guys, and you give them like Friday off. That was it. But now with the way this is something completely. I mean, it fell on the bye week. It could have happened any time, you know.
You know, Mickey brought up something earlier that I hadn't really thought about. Is the one good thing if it wasn't a bye week is the guys would be together and like I know they can all communicate, but like be together in person and, you know, not that solves anything, but maybe just having that person there would make it just that tiny, tiny, tiny bit easier.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I can only imagine what is going on in the players' minds right now and trying to deal with the loss of a friend like that. You know, I mean, it's really hard to fathom, you know, and you feel for everyone involved, him, his family, you know, like just there's no real recourse in how to try and deal with this.
Yeah.
It's just as devastating as it gets, man.
Yeah, for people that have missed the news, Marshawn Nealon is passed away at the age of 24. We've talked about it. There was a wellness check. I know some people have said the wellness check was set up by his girlfriend because she was worried about him. And then we find out that eventually he was part of a high-speed chase. The cops lost sight of him when they found the car. it looked as though it had been in an accident, and they found Marshawn Nealon with the self-inflicted gunshot wound. So if you've missed the news, that has unfortunately been the news of much of the day, will continue to be tomorrow, next week, and on throughout the season. And people have asked football questions, and we've kind of responded and been like, hey, I'm not trying to like dismiss your question, but I don't have it today. You know, like I'm not really ready to be like, what's the defensive rotation and all this and that.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough day, and everybody copes with things like this differently.
That's true.
You know, so, I would just highly encourage everybody to be sensitive, you know, towards others that might be going through something like this. And if you yourself are, please, you know, do reach out. I think today's definitely a day for those kind of conversations and questions. It's always good to hear from people that say you helped us through a tough time in our lives by, you know, being a distraction or, you know, from the real world, you know, giving the entertainment or the connection that you guys do. So we're here for everybody. And I guess we'll take the broadcast baton here for the next 5 hours and do our best, Higgy.
And I mean, I know normally I ask, what do you got coming up on the program? Fair to say I can figure it out.
Well, yeah, we're going to see. You know, we're just going to see how it goes.
That's
gonna read
pretty
the text
much
and
what happened with us. You can have all the content you want, but then it goes in a direction that you just – I didn't anticipate.
And the studio obviously is giving us a lot of chaos. You know, we got to deal with that at the same time. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. I've been trying to break the studio all day.
Might be a good nickname for the studio, Professor Chaos.
Professor, I like it. Whoa, just try to find the right button to shut everything down. It'd be kind of cool just to see if it happens. I've been looking for the button. It's not underneath the table. So good luck, guys. Probably so.
Alec might disagree. But the biggest mistake I know that we made today was they started to play music that I think we thought was like a break bed, but it was for our commercial, and we just didn't start talking for like several seconds.
We're just looking at Alec, and he was like, no, that's your cue, guys.
So he's like, Milo now. And I was like, oh, Dip, I didn't realize that at all. So I'm sure he might have other mistakes that we've made, but that was the first one that I thought. All right, roll home with the G-Bag Nation tomorrow. Hugs and fellowship at the Taco Bueno in Waxahachie, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.